Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a fairy tale princess, and I mean a real live one whose pumpkin carriage was a chauffeur-driven Rolls Royce and whose life was nourished on caviar and bathed in champagne. Her name was Ivy Nicholson. Among fashion models of the 1950s and 60s, Ivy Nicholson was creme de la creme. Photographed, interviewed, adored on two continents, she held the breathless attention of her industry and her admirers, as have few in the business. She was 16 when first encouraged by Norman Parkinson, official photographer of the British royal family. That same year, he photographed her for the Vogue pattern book, and soon, her rare and ravishing beauty was noticed by another influential man, millionaire Max Ausnit, with whom Ivy Nicholson became romantically involved. And it was he, Max, who introduced her to Paris, and Paris to her. And the love affair between that capital of glamour and Ivy Nicholson was to last throughout her professional lifetime. It was there that she graced the cover of the prestigious Elle magazine while she was still a teen. It was there that she appeared in the super salons of Grief and Givenchy and in the world-famous photographic studios of Henry Clark and Erwin Blumenfeld. It was in Paris that Ivy Nicholson's appetite was first whetted for limousines and lavish homes and wining and dining and clothing fit for queens. There was only one lifelong dream which had not come true for the New York-born beauty: to become a countess. But that wish was granted in 1957 when Ivy Nicholson married the Count Napoleon of Italy, and 2 years later she bore him a son. Ivy Nicholson by now was a celebrity throughout Europe and the United States. She socialized with studio moguls and movie stars, starred in a movie of her own produced by artist Andy Warhol. From the cover of Vogue to the pages of Look magazine, Ivy Nicholson spellbound millions with a scintillating charm that leaped to life from two dimensions, with a haunting beauty that seemed more art than reality. But the biography of Ivy Nicholson would be incomplete without mention of the other woman in her life. A pathetic figure who roamed the streets of San Francisco, who even slept in those streets. A bag lady, you would call her. A 53-year-old woman dependent upon church handouts for food and charities for clothing. Ivy Nicholson is still alive. One might ask her about the bag lady whose home was once an old automobile and then Golden Gate Park, and whose bed eventually, literally, was the gutter. For sometimes having it all is hardly enough, and at best, so easily lost. You see, Ivy Nicholson and the bag lady are one and the same. The pale and hungry vagrant dissolved into a sub-society of street roaming down and outers is who glamorous Ivy Nicholson became. Is where she sits now, on a forgotten curb, at the end of a long line, a line that stretches from a perfect 10 to nothing. 10 to nothing. And now you know the rest of the story.